USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter telling his more than 66 million followers, while the do-nothing Democrats fail the American people and continue the impeachment scam, my administration will continue to deliver real results, he writes in capital letters. This tweet from the president as the House votes to approve rules for the impeachment inquiry. The vote 232-196. Republicans in the House unified in voting against it, two Democrats in Republican-leaning districts joining them. Now, during a closed-door session on Capitol Hill, a former White House advisor telling lawmakers he hears nothing illegal on the president's call with the president of Ukraine back in July. In other news, a new Associated Press poll finds 85% of Republicans continue to support President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An update now on the wildfires in California, fueled by the Santa Ana winds, the Kincade Fire in Northern California, 76,000 acres burned, 60% contained, the Easy Fire in Southern California, almost 2,000 acres burned, about 50,000 homes and businesses still affected by Pacific Gas and Electric's power shutoff after it cut electricity to millions of people in an effort to prevent new fires. Changing gears now to USA News for Your Health, a new reason to take your time.
Amazing. It must be awfully important, like a party or something.
Researchers at Harvard Medical School saying they've discovered that people who are running late often are often operating with a sense of calm that could be adding years to their lives. The study also finds optimism overall appears to protect the heart and circulation and can overall lower the rate of death. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A down session on Wall Street, stocks spooked, the Dow losing 140 points to close at 27,046. The Nasdaq down 11 points. The S&P 500 down 9. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, supporting the priest in South Carolina who denies Joe Biden communion. USA Radio's Tim Berg with background on this story.
The South Carolina priest who denied Biden communion based on his outwardly pro-choice platform was fully within his rights to do so, but he may have been able to find a better way to solve the issue. That's at least according to Cardinal Timothy Dolan. He joins Fox and Friends and talks about how usually this is handled on a more private level.
That's the preferable way to do personal dialogue, and pastors will do that. Sometimes a public figure will come and talk to me about it, and I would advise them. I think that priest had a good point. You know, you were publicly at odds with an issue of substance, critical substance. We're talking about life and death in the church. You personally, out of integrity, should not approach Holy Communion because that implies that you're in union with all the church believes and stands for. If you know you're not, well, integrity would say, uh-oh, I better not approach Holy Communion. That's always preferable than to make it a second decision and denying somebody.
As far as if Cardinal Dolan has ever denied anyone communion based on their beliefs?
I never have. I've never had what you might call the opportunity or never said, uh-oh, should I give him or her Holy Communion? It's never come up. Sure could.
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.